With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is reminding the Russians that, in the president's words, we have a nuclear submarine, the greatest in the world, right off their shores. What prompted the warning?
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has tested a new nuclear-capable and nuclear-powered cruise missile designed to confuse existing defenses. In a video released by the Kremlin, Putin, in a meeting with military officers, says once again we have confirmed the reliability of Russia's nuclear shield. Russia has resisted Western pressure for a ceasefire in Ukraine and warns the U.S. and other NATO allies against sanctioning strikes deep inside Russia with longer-range Western weapons. Little is known about Russia's new cruise missile, codenamed Skyfall by NATO, but many Western experts have been skeptical about it, saying a nuclear engine could be highly unreliable. I'm Donna Warder.
Sounds like things are progressing nicely when it comes to sealing a trade deal with China. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
We have a framework for President Trump, President Xi to decide on, and we discussed a wide range of things from tariffs, trade, fentanyl, substantial purchase of U.S. agricultural products.
And rare earths.
And rare earths.
Presidents Trump and Xi meet later this week in South Korea. President Trump is on a week-long visit to Asia. He is now in Japan. He's met with the emperor and will sit down with Prime Minister Takeuchi this evening. To help ease trade tensions, Japan's government has floated the idea, buying a fleet of Ford F-150 trucks to use to inspect roads and infrastructure. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 213 points. This is SRN News. Some good news from America's Protestant pastors.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, things are looking up from an economic perspective. The survey finds that a little less than half of clergymen say the economy is having a negative impact on their congregation, down from two-thirds who said the same thing in the last year of the Biden administration. Lifeway reports 37% of Protestant pastors have seen giving go up this year, 39% say it has stayed the same, 20% say it's down. Michael Harrington reporting.
Japan's parliament has elected Sanae Takeuchi as the country's first female prime minister. She is a conservative who lists former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher among her role models. Takeuchi is also opposed to gay marriage as well as the LGBT agenda. Japan is in the midst of a battle over homosexual unions that has seen LGBT activists win a number of victories in the courts. This is SRN News. Starting November 1st, about 41 million people may not get their food benefits. Democrat lawmakers in the Senate have voted 12 times not to reopen the federal government since October 1st.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is funded by the federal government, but it's administered by states. A notice on the Department of Agriculture's website says that, quote, there will be no benefits issued on November 1st. States receive money from the federal government and then transfer the money through electronic benefits transfer cards. The SNAP issued schedule varies by state. Some states prioritize benefits based on alphabetical order of the last name, while other states prioritize sending benefits by case number. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A 24-year-old Honduran man has been struck and killed by a vehicle on a Virginia highway while fleeing federal immigration agents. Tried to cross I-264 in Norfolk and was fatally struck. The man's brother says he arrived in the U.S. 2021. More details at srnnews.com.